Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumun Nun Chesam and Aleph. We're holding 9 lines from the bottom on Nzainim Abeis. So says the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, Eber Dam Apar, Seich Dam Asoyer, he then mixes the two dams together, the Dam of the Par, and he puts it into the bowl, which originally just had the Dam of the Soyer. So says the Gemara, Tnan Kaman De Omer Ma'arvin Lakronis. Our Mishnah's Mavur, that in order, before the Kohen Gadol puts the dam, sprinkles the dam onto the corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, like we're going to have in the next Mishnah on Nchesam Abeis, he first mixes the dam together. Our Mishnah is like that Man De Omer De Itmar, was a Machlaikis about this, Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yonasan, they argued, Chad Amar Ma'arvin, V'chad Amar E'Ma'arvin. So our Mishnah is going like the Man De Omer who says, Ma'arvin. Now who said which? Says the Gemara to Stayim, the Rabbi Yosha who Damar Ma'arvin. I'll bring you a Raya, the Rabbi Yosha is the one who says that we do mix the dam together. The Amar, because he's the one who says, Afogav, like Siv Yachtav, Kimanda Siv Yachtav Dami. Because Rabbi Yosha Yashita and Kol Tara Kula is that when the Torah says two things next to each other, even though it doesn't say Yachtav, we assume it means together. Rashi gives the example from Isha Isha Shirik Halas Aviv Ves Imoy. The Rabbi Yosha learns it means that he has to curse both of his parents together, and only then is he chayev, even though it doesn't say yachtav. So Rabbi Yosha, who had been with regards to the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, when the Torah says v'lakach midam par midam soyer, he learns that it means that he mixes the dam together and he puts it together onto the corners of the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Filu tamer Rabbi Yonasan. I can even tell you that really Rabbi Yonasan is the one who says that the dam has to get mixed together. Ah, Rabbi Yonasan is usually the one who holds in Kol Tar Kula. That's only if the Torah says yachtov, that then we assume it means together. Shani Achad Chsev Achas. Over here, there's a different drush of Achas that he's supposed to do the hazah all together with the dam of the par and the dam of the sayer. Says the Gemara, Tanya Deloy Kishinuyan. However, Lamaisa, we have a Brisa which says, not like this Teretz, not like this Dichoy, that the Mishnah is really Rabbi Yonasan. We have a Brisa, in other words, which says, like we originally wanted to say, that Rabbi Yosha is the one who says, Ma'arvin. What's the Brisa? The Brisa says, on the Pasuk, V'lokach midam apar midam asayir, the Brisa darsens from here, Sheyu mu'ravin divi Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha is the one who says, Ma'arvin, so it's Slaidio. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, Rabbi Yonasan, Aimer, Mizel bifne atzmai, Mizel bifne atzmai. Then no, he sprinkles each one by itself. The Brisa continues, Amar le Rabbi Yosha said to Rabbi Yonasan, V'lei kvar nemar achas, doesn't the Torah say achas? So even you should be minded that over here the Torah says achas, that the Zohar is supposed to be altogether. Amar le Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan said back to Rabbi Yosha, V'lei kvar nemar midama par midama sayer, so that's mashma separately. So then kein lama nemar achas, and I'll tell you, why does the Torah say achas? Loimar lecha achas v'leishtayim midama par, and achas v'leishtayim midama sayer. It's for an entirely different drasha, that you only sprinkle it one time, you never do two Azois on one corner. Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, V'lakach midam apar midam asayir. The Braisa says that on this pasuk of V'lakach midam apar midam asayir, Shiu mu'ravin zebezeb. That it should be mixed together. Doesn't say over here that the Braisa is Rabbi Yosha, it's a stam Braisa, it should be mixed together. Ata aimer Shiu mu'ravin zebezeb, you know, mizebef ne'atzmi, umizebef ne'atzmi. Maybe it means separately. Tamalei marachas, then no, it's supposed to be all mixed together. Ustamik Rabbi Yosha, so it's a stam Braisa, like the sheet of Rabbi Yosha, that the dam is supposed to be mixed together before applying it to the corners of the Mizbeach Azov. Says the Gemara Veiter, we said, Nasana Samali Berekon, after he pours the dam of the par into the bowl with the dam of the Sayer, so then he is Nasana Samali Berekon. So says the Gemara, we're going to explain this line of the Mishnah in the Gemara. Ba'imine Rami Barchame Merev Chista. But first, Rami Barchame asked Rav Chista Shailo, Haniach Mizrak Besaik Mizrak, Vikiva Bayas Adam Mahu. What's the lacha all year round if the Kayin catches the dam using two bowls stacked in each other, one inside the other? Do we say that the outer bowl is considered a chatzitza? And now the kain is not holding the kli, which is catching the dam. Is that outer bowl chayitzitz or not? What's the shayla? Min b'minu chayitzitz o eno chayitzitz? Do we say that since it's the same min, so it's not chayitzitz? It's both the same kli? Or do we say, no, that it still is chayitzitz? So Amar Lei, Rav Chista said back to him, Tanisua, look at our Mishnah. It says, Nasana samali bereikon. It says that after he pours the dam of the par into the bowl with the dam of the soyer, he's Nasana samali bereikon. So what does it mean, Nasana samali bereikon? My lav, Haishiv Mizrak Malay Lesech Mizrak Reikon? Doesn't it mean that he takes the full bowl and he puts it into the empty bowl, and now he's going to use these two stacked bowls when he applies it to the corners of the Mizbeach Azov, so you see that the outer bowl is not considered a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not what it means. I can tell you that what the Mishnah means is Eira Mizrak Mali L'Seich Mizrak Reikon. Not that he puts the full bowl into the empty bowl. He pours from the full bowl into the empty bowl, meaning he pours it all back into the kli, which originally just had the dam with the par. Well, frak the Gemara, why would he do such a thing? Hatan le reisha, eiron dam apal, seich dam asoyer. He just mixed the two dams together already. So why would he pour it back into the other kli? Says the Gemara, kedei l'arvin yafa yafa, in order to have them be mixed very well. So, no raya from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, another attempt, tashimam, haya oimin agabe kli agabe regel chaveiroi pasol. The halacha is, if a kohen performs avoda while standing on a kli or on the foot of his friend, the avoda is pasol, he has to be touching the ground. So you see from here that min b'mino is chaitzitz, even the regel of his friend, which is min b'mino, even that's considered a chaitzitz, and it's pasol. Says the Gemara, no, shani regel doli mati maftalei. Over there it's different. Over there, since he can't make his friend stay there, so there it's understandable that it's considered a chaitzitz. But we want to know by two bowls, where he could keep the two bowls like that, so maybe then it's not considered a chatzitza, and the Gemara does not play shit the shaylo. Yigad Amri, some say that hachik kabaminei, that this is the shaylo that Rami Bar Chama asked from Rav Chisda. Derech sheres pekach, ain derech sheres pekach. He wasn't asking about whether or not it's a chatzitza. It seems to be that he assumed that it's not a chatzitza. However, his only shaylo was that maybe it's not derech sheres, and therefore it's not proper to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara Toshimat, regarding that shaylo, we have a raya, the Tanit Vei Rabbi Yishmol, as called klei hasharis asher yisharsu bamba kodesh. So you see from the lashon of the pasuk, klei is a lashon rabim, and the yisharsu is lashon yachid. So it's shnei kelim v'sheiris achas. You see from here that's klei hasharis, and it's one, two kelim and one sharis, one service. So you see that it is considered proper. That it is considered derech sheiris to do one service with two kelim, and it's not a problem of ain derech sheiris pekach. Says the Gemara, another shayla boy minei Rami Bar Chama mei Rav Chisda. Again, the shiloh related to all year round. If the kohen catches the dam, but he doesn't just catch the dam directly into the kli also has a sieve in it. It has some sort of palm material in the kli. So is that palm material chaitzitz, and now it's not considered that he's catching the dam in the kli? What's the shiloh? Min b'she'en aminai chaitzitz or enu chaitzitz? Here it's min b'she'en aminai. So is that a chaitzitzah or not? So, obviously, of course, min b'she'en aminai is of course a chaitzitzah. But explains the Gemara that even though it's min b'she'en aminai, what we want to know is kevin de mechal chaloi chaitz oidim aloishna? Do we say that since it has a lot of holes in it, the sieve has a lot of holes in it, so the dam's going to go through it and go into the kli, and therefore it's not considered a chaitzitzah? Or do we say that no, it's still considered a chaitzitzah? So Amar Leis, so Rav Chisda responded, he said, Tanina, Zaylif, it says that with regards to gathering the meichatas, gathering water into a kli, he has to gather it into a kli, that what's the halach if the kli has a sponge in it? So the Mishnah says that the water that's absorbed into the sponge, that he can't use, because that wasn't collected into a kli. But the rest of the water he could use. So how does he use it? He pours out the water from this kli until he gets to the sponge, and then once he gets to the sponge, now that he can't use already. But the rest of the water he could use. So you see, it's considered that he collected the water into a kli, even though there's a sponge, because since the sponge has holes, so the water goes through, and it's not a problem, it's not chaitzitz. Says the Gemara, there's no raya from there to our shayla with regards to dam. Because shani maya, the cliche, water is different because it's so thin, so it goes through the holes very easily, and the sponge is not a chatzitza. But with regards to dam, it could be dam, a sponge, a sieve, would be a chatzitza. Or ika damri hachi pashalei, that this is what he said to him, that badam kosher, that in a chanami, you have a raya from here to dam, which is also a liquid, that it's not considered a chatzitza. However, b'kaimetz pasa, with regards to kamitza, when the kain has to put the kaimetz into another kli, so that other kli, if it has a sieve in it, or a sponge, so there it would be a chatzitza, because that already, it's very, very thick, it's not even a liquid, the flour, and therefore that would be considered a chatzitza, and it would be pasul.